With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump campaigned in Latrobe, Pennsylvania last night. He says the only way a Democrat could beat him is if it's in their agenda is to wage legal warfare against him.
You can't get elected with open borders, with transgender operations all over the place, with men playing in women's sports, with high taxes and bad schools, no school choice. You can't get elected with all. I could go on for 10 minutes.
The latest polls make the election a toss-up with 2 weeks to go. Voters in Arizona and Nebraska will see competing measures on their ballots this November. In Nebraska, one would create a right to abortion, the other would restrict it. In Arizona, one would require partisan primaries, the other would ban it. What happens if the competing measures both pass? Experts say that the conflicting provisions will have to be judged by the most votes total. That's what the state constitutions say. New developments in the Boeing strike.
Boeing and the union representing striking machinists have negotiated a new contract proposal that would provide bigger pay raises and bonuses in a bid to end a costly walkout that has crippled production of airplanes for more than a month. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said Saturday that it plans to hold a ratification vote Wednesday. The union says the deal would increase pay by 35% over 4 years, up from 30% that was offered last month. It also boosts upfront bonuses to $7,000 per worker instead of six. However, the new offer does not restore a traditional pension plan. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Oscar has made landfall in the southeastern Bahamas. It's heading for Cuba next. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is at a peak that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects that by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on Earth than there were in 2015. Experts say most of that increase will come in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, shifting the center of Christianity to the global south. Africa and Asia are also the regions where persecution of believers is the strongest. In Africa, it is powered primarily by Muslim extremists. In Asia, the attacks come from both Muslims and communist governments. The Biden administration has upgraded the records of more than 800 military personnel discharged for violating the former Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on homosexuality. The move is the latest in a campaign to get the administration's in the good graces of LGBT voters in an important election year. This is SRN News. China's exports slowed sharply in September as global demand weakened, adding worries over how to recharge growth in the world's second-largest economy.
China's customs office reports exports rose 2.4% in dollar terms last month. That's down from 8.7% year-on-year growth in August. Imports rose just 0.3% in September. Estimates had been for much faster growth. The U.S. and Europe have raised tariffs on China's exports of electric vehicles and other products, darkening the outlook for China's trade as an engine of growth.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, October the 20th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including retired Major League Baseball All-Star Keith Hernandez. He's 71 years old. Actor Viggo Mortensen turned 66 today. Actor John Krasinski is 45. This is SRN News.